acting defense secretary, he does not want to go to war with Iran, as he tries to downplay indications his administration is headed toward hostilities. That's a lead from the New York Times today. It comes as members of Congress ask what the president is planning in the Persian Gulf. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest from the White House.
There are fears here in Washington and overseas that two of the president's top advisors might be pushing for a conflict.
Are we going to war with Iran?
The president yesterday saying, "I hope not," when asked if there will be a war, a day after saying he wants to talk with Iran. His cautious tone contrasts with the events that have jacked up the tensions. The Trump administration has said little about what it claims are threats from Iran. Lawmakers want to know more. Top leaders got a classified briefing yesterday, and their colleagues may get one next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Talks between Britain's government and the opposition Labour Party have once again reached a dead end on a Brexit deal. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley is in London.
Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the talks with Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative government had gone as far as they can. In a letter to May released by Labour, Corbyn said, "We have been unable to bridge important policy gaps between us." And with May set to announce within weeks that she plans to step down, Corbyn said the increasing weakness and instability of the government made striking a lasting agreement impossible. The two sides have held weeks of negotiations to try to agree on terms for Brexit that can win support in Parliament. Zaria Shackley, London.
A U.S.-led coalition airstrike in Afghanistan's Helmand province today ended in tragedy when at least 17 government personnel were killed. The strike occurred as Afghan police were battling Taliban insurgents. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations agencies are expressing anger and sadness at the deaths and injuries of dozens of civilians.